Lord Mayor, thank you for this morning. What a privilege.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Thank you. So it's a great privilege to ask you a number of questions at the FinTech Power 50 event at the Barclays here. We'll start off with an easy one. In your role as role mayor, Lord Mayor, what are some of the activities and initiatives that are in play that help the finance and technology ecosystem? And I present myself here as an independent who supports the fintechs in the London City.
So, I mean, what's in play largely, I mean, is the scale of innovation and how we are seeking to stimulate that. I mean, it's a dynamic process. It's changing rapidly. But if we look at some of those elements of it, firstly, let's take the talent. I mean, we've got, 80,000 odd people in the fintech community in the UK, a large percentage of those here in London, and 42% of that talent is coming from abroad. So remaining open to talent, both domestically and internationally, is really, really important. So supporting and contributing to the government consultation paper, you know, let's put ideas in because they've kept this window open for a year. So we want to remain open and welcome. Secondly, it really is the fact that we are drawing off this huge talent base of businesses, whether it's in insurance, banking, asset management, and drawing on that legacy of a huge capital market base. Mm-hmm. Alongside the technology. And so as the technology is appearing both in the larger businesses, great, and there's innovation taking place there, but we're also seeing that huge growth in innovation coming through from entrepreneurs. I mean, it's something like 1,000 new startups every year. Now, not all of them are succeeding. Fine, you know, mistakes get made, we learn from that. But, you know, we're seeing a number of unicorns, 13 unicorns in the last year. So these are our businesses that are being supported by not only that talent, but also capital coming into these businesses. And a third of that capital is coming from abroad. Mm-hmm. So we're at record levels of investment into these sorts of businesses. So it's not one thing. It's that whole ecosystem is working together, and that's supplemented by, you know, fantastic tertiary education, particularly in the universities, mm-hmm. but also now stimulation coming through from schools. So it's all of that working together, and it's really gearing up at high velocity. And actually, that's what's making it go faster and faster and faster and faster. So there is an element where we've got a sort of, you know, not slow down, but we've got to sort of make sure we're doing the right thing. And that's where the regulators come in my view, in both looking at how we partner with businesses early on and the startups, you know, the sandbox regime, to work with them to look at these innovations and say, well, we've never done this before. That doesn't mean to say we can't do it, but how do we do it? What's the principles that are really being adopted here, the ethics of what we're doing, and ensuring that therefore we're working together? Because the easy answer is, oh, we've never done it before, you're not doing it. Well, that doesn't help anybody.
It's always an easy option.
And it doesn't help anybody.
No.
So it's building on that level of engagement, that vibrancy. Some call it the creative energy of the UK. And it is. It's being prepared to take risks, being prepared to push forward, disrupting some bigger businesses, and those then are having to then disrupt themselves and reposition. So I think it's exciting, and I think we should be shouting out about it.
I see the passion coming through loud and clear. Just pick up on one of the points you mentioned, which was around the collaboration and with other ecosystems around the world. Do you mind sharing what some of the activities are going on, and especially that you've taken charge with in terms of, you know, other ecosystems outside London or UK?
Well, so look, let's start where we are today. I mean, you know, two examples. I mean, we're here in Barclays Rise. I mean, Barclays as a big international banking business, you know, you thought about, well, how do we embrace this? And they created their own Rise. They've not just created it here. They've done that in, you know, in Mumbai, in Tel Aviv, in New York, you know, so around the world, tapping into both the local ecosystems there, but doing that in a global way. Secondly, you know, you, the FinTech Power 50. Again, I mean, Barclays have partnered up with an independent organisation and said, well, look, you help create your own accelerators, but you can use some of our facilities, you know, and partner up there. And we're seeing that with Tech Nation, with Tech UK, with Level 39. And now we're creating We're creating sort of what I'll call sort of associations through Innovate Finance to sort of support the fintech community. And I'm sure we'll see the same in other industries. And they're reaching out internationally. So, I mean, Innovate Finance most recently have just hooked up the Qataris, I believe, as another partner. And they're doing that with other countries around the world. So as we hook into the incubator networks in these other cities around the world, drawing that together, again, is something we're happy to share. I mean, we had a great day yesterday with the Singaporeans. We've got a fintech bridge between the UK and Singapore. Okay. And we're looking at how can we move from that being just a little sort of country road to a superhighway, you know, a little pedestrian bridge to, you know, some sort of massive thing, where we've got digital corridors that can help accelerate business across by sharing appropriate data through trusted partners, which both governments and regulators would support, because that's where we need to be going. So it's a question of a partnership culture, increasingly that collaboration that is important. And I think the UK isn't frightened of collaborating with countries all over the world.
And I think that that motivates and passes the enthusiasm down to all of others, and us who actually work in the industry, and you know, finance and tech is being, you know, being our favorite topics. In terms of you mentioned earlier that you were, you know, visiting Australia.
Yep.
Later on this year, you've been to US, or you're going to US.
Been to US, and I'm going again. Yep.
Going again. What's that about? What's on the agenda there?
So, I mean, as Lord Mayor, my job is multifaceted. I mean, one is obviously to support the UK, particularly financial and professional services economy, but increasingly that's digitizing, and therefore tech plays a key part of it. But my role is also to do that internationally. So I spend about 100-odd days a year visiting 25 or so markets. And the importance there is multifaceted again. It's to take businesses abroad, to help them expand into international markets, so the US, into China, into India, into Australia, to encourage businesses to come the other way, and to encourage businesses that are expanding from those markets to have London as one of their international, if not their first international port of call. Thirdly, in looking at the capital, I mean, one of the facets of London as the global capital markets, or one of the key global capital markets, is to attract that capital into London. So the sovereign wealth funds, are big investors into the UK, into innovation. Mubadala, which is one of the sovereign wealth funds for the UAE, I mean, they've just invested $400 million into tech funds here in the UK. So what we call sort of foreign direct investment, FDI, it's really important that we are selling ourselves. And that's a self-perpetuating, because if we sell ourselves and capital comes in, if that does well and businesses grow and the unicorns that we're seeing coming through succeed, and then they list on the stock exchange and more capital gets raised, that's good for the initial investors. So you create this virtuous cycle that attracts more talent, whether it's younger people coming into our systems through education in the UK or talent internationally. That's exciting. That creates more opportunities, and not just in London, but in Manchester, in Glasgow, in Cardiff, in Edinburgh, Leeds, etc. So it's fueling the economy. And you know what it's like when you get people together, ideas start creating. And so the sort of the nature of work has changed, you know, from being sort of siloed into these multifaceted workplaces, which, you know, people like.
Yeah.
I mean, they like it. It's encouraging. It's healthier. You know, they don't have to wear ties, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So that's what we're trying to do.
I just want to point out again, I see the passion and the excitement coming through from you. This is really, really good to see. Just a couple of final questions then, in terms of you've brought up the vitality and the talent number of times. I can see you're quite passionate about that, and you know, UK and London being the melting point of collaboration, not just between the young startups as well as, but the, you know, the giants that have been there. How do we, while we've got 80,000 people working in the fintechs or startups, we've got a couple of 100,000 working in finance and technology in the incumbents. In your view, what's the best way to continue to bring them together?
Well, I'm going to challenge you slightly there, because in some senses, I'm not sure we need to bring them together. but we need to stimulate these different component pieces. And I think the larger organisations that you refer to, I think are being stimulated just by the sheer scale of change, behavioural changes, and therefore if they don't adapt, they die. And we've seen that with large organisations around the world, who've either had to fundamentally change or they have died. So for that grouping, there is no room for complacency here. You know, the world is moving fast, and it's moving, across the world in a way that businesses of that scale need to adapt. And we're seeing that coming through from other large businesses like the Googles and the Facebooks and the Amazons coming into London, using London as their international expansion hub. So you've got the Goliaths sort of challenging each other. Mm. But what I think is exciting alongside that, whilst that change is occurring, is you've got all of these 1,000 flowers blooming, these young entrepreneurs, not necessarily always young, but all these entrepreneurial businesses coming through. And they are connecting with consumers. They are finding a niche, whether it's simplicity, whether it's just getting into the psyche of people. And they're creating real scale through the unicorns that we're seeing, which is further challenge. But that's all quite healthy. Hmm. I mean, there's a sense there of, and again, we've always created this competitive market landscape. That's quite healthy because we see things that aren't so good falling by the wayside. We see a level of competition that I think is encouraging fresh thinking. So I'm not frightened. I mean, I'm not frightened by that. I think we need to embrace it. We do need to have a regulatory environment that recognises some of the principles, the ethics involved here, to ensure that there are fair standards. And I do think we need more there. As we've gone further and further into the 21st century, we need to see new regulation coming in. Not more of it in the sense we need to take stuff away.
Smart regulation.
Yeah.
And in terms of your points around we should be shouting a lot more about all the good work that's going on, what would be your advice to young companies as well as the Goliaths? What could we do to shout more about it?
I think, I mean, overall, we need to take a strategy. I mean, I've taken my own strategy this year under Shaping Tomorrow's City Today to say, look, let's shout out about promoting the innovation and technology. And I'm shouting out about companies, whether it's Welsh Amplify or Monzo or any of the businesses coming through. But secondly, we need to encourage the longevity of this by investing in the skills, not only of our talent domestically, but encouraging that coming into the UK. And we need to make sure we take everyone with us. Because if we don't take everyone with us, we move towards a divisive society where those who are engaged in the digital world and connected can get significant benefits, but those that aren't potentially fall out. So we need to make sure they can engage, but they can engage safely. Yep. Because the cyber environment is also one, unfortunately, where there are those who would do us harm. So, I mean, there's an industry in its own right developing there. So it is, we should be proud about shouting out. And I think the BBC have done a great job this week in promoting Tech Week and the unicorns, and we're seeing that coming through in other media. But let's shout out about it. Let's be proud of these businesses and the talent that is generating them.
I agree. Thank you very much.
Pleasure.
Thank you again very much for your time.
Excellent. No, really, really
pleasure to interview.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Cheers.